Contracts vocabulary. Issue. Contract. Rule. Legally enforceable agreement. Or legally enforceable promise. Issue. Quasi-contract. Rule. Where a contract fails, the non-breaching party may recover in quasi-contract to prevent unjust enrichment of one of the parties. One party is unjustly enriched at the expense of the other party, the enriched party must pay restitution to the other party equal to the unjust enrichment. K price is not the measure of recovery. Focus on value of benefit conferred by P. The K price is a ceiling if P is in default. Issue. Unilateral K. Rule. Unilateral K results from an offer that expressly requires performance as the only possible method of acceptance. Issue. Bilateral K. Rule. All other K. The K is bilateral K unless point 1. Award, prize, contest, point 2. Offer expressly requires performance for acceptance. Applicable law. Issue. Applicable law. Rule. The first issue is whether UCC or common law governs this K. UCC applies to KS that are primarily sales of goods. Goods is tangible, personal property. If the K is real estate K, common law applies. If the K is service K, common law applies. If the K is mixed deal, as a general rule, the applicable law of more important part of the K governs whole K. However, if the K divides payment, then apply UCC to sale of goods part and common law to the rest. Formation of contract. Issue. Offer. Rule. Answer pattern. An offer requires point 1. A manifestation of a present intent to K demonstrated by promise, undertaking, or commitment, point 2. Definite and certain terms, and point 3. Communicated to an identified offeree. In this case, the basic test is whether reasonable person in the position of the offeree would believe that her assent creates a K. Issue. Missing price term in sales. K. Rule. In sale of real estate, at common law, to be an offer, price and description of essential element is required. In sale of good, at UCC, no price requirement, offer if parties so intent, e.g. S offers to sell her car to B, nothing said as to offer. There is valid offer. Issue. Vague or ambiguous material terms. Rule. Vague or ambiguous material terms not an offer under either common law or UCC, e.g. S offers to sell her car to B for a fair. Appropriate, reasonable price. There is no valid offer. Issue. Requirements output. K. Rule. Where a buyer promises to buy from a certain S all of the goods the buyer requires, and the seller agrees to sell that amount to the buyer, there is a requirement K. Where a seller promises to sell to a certain buyer all of the goods that the seller produces, and buyer agrees to buy that amount from the seller, there is an output K. These KS are valid even no specific quantity is mentioned or accepted by the offeree. UCC requires that the quantity be set in good faith, not be unreasonably disproportionate to 1. Any stated estimate or point 2. Any normal prior output or requirements increase in requirement, buyer can increase requirements so long as the increase is in line with prior demands, i.e., not unreasonably disproportionate limitation on increases. Issue. Context. Rule. As a general rule, an advertisement is not an offer. Exception, an advertisement can be offer if it is in the nature of a reward. E.g., X company promises £100 reward to anyone who catches the flu after using its smoke ball as directed. An advertisement can be an offer if it specifies quantity and expressly indicates who can accept. E.g., X store advertises, one fur coat $10, first come, first served. Issue. Termination of offers. Lapse of time. Rule. An offer terminates with lapse of time stated or reasonable time, e.g. wrote offer to sell a car. The writing fails to indicate how long the offer will be kept open. Offer is terminated lapse of reasonable time. Maybe 2 months. Issue. Death of a party prior to acceptance. Rule. As a general rule, death or incapacity of either party after the offer but before acceptance terminates offer, unless the offer is irrevocable. Issue. Words or conduct of offeror. Revocation of an offer. Rule. An offer is terminated if there is a revocation of offer by offeror. An offer is revoked by point 1. Unambiguous statement by offeror to offeree of unwillingness or inability to K, or point 2. Unambiguous conduct by offeror indicating unwillingness or inability to pay that offeree is aware of. Multiple offers are not revocation since it is not unambiguous revoke. Revocation of an offer sent through the mail is not effective until received. An offer cannot be revoked after it has been accepted. Issue. Irrevocable offer. Rule. Generally, offers can be freely revoked by the offeror. However, offer cannot be revoked if it is point 1. Option, point 2. UCC firm offer, point 3. Reliance, point 4. Unilateral K offer. Issue. Option. Rule. An offer cannot be revoked if the offeror has not only made an offer but also point 1. Promise to not revoke. Or promise to keep the offer open. And point 2. This promise is supported by payment or other consideration. Issue. UCC firm offer rule. Rule. An offer cannot be revoked for up to 3 months if point 1. Offer to buy or sell goods, point 2. Signed, written promise to keep the offer open, and 3. The party is merchant. Merchant is generally a person in business. A person is merchant if she regularly buys and sells goods. The written offer signed by merchant to keep the offer open for 6 months makes the offer irrevocable for 3 months. Not stating a time period, irrevocable for reasonable time up to 3 months. Court will decide. No firm offer rule in common law. Issue. Relied offer. Rule. An offer cannot be revoked if there has been point 1. Reliance that is point 2. Reasonably foreseeable and point 3. Detrimental. Issue. Unilateral offer. Rule. The start of performance pursuant to an offer to enter into a unilateral K makes the offer irrevocable for a reasonable time to complete performance. However, mere preparation. E.g., paint is performance, buying paint for painting is mere preparation. Does not make an offer irrevocable. Issue. Words or conduct of the offeree. Rejection. Rule. Watch for indirect rejection, point 1. Counteroffer, point 2. Conditional acceptance, and point 3. Additional terms. Issue. Counteroffer. Rule. Counteroffer always terminates the offer and becomes a new offer. Thus, where a counteroffer has been made, there is no express K unless that counteroffer has itself been accepted. Counteroffers need to be distinguished from bargaining. Bargaining does not terminate the offer. E.g. offeree responses, will you take $9,000, but offeree can later accept S's offer. Issue. Conditional acceptance. Rule. A conditional acceptance always operates the same way as a counteroffer. It terminates the offer and becomes a new offer. E.g., accept. If, only if, provided, so long as, but, or on condition that. Same outcome under UCC and common law. Issue. Rule. Under common law, mirror image rule applies. A response to an offer that adds new terms is treated like a counteroffer rather than acceptance. Under UCC 2-207, a response to an offer that adds new terms, but does not make the new terms a conditional acceptance, is still acceptance, seasonable expression of acceptance. If there is non-merchant party, the additional term is merely a proposal that is to be separately accepted or rejected. If both parties are merchants, the additional term is a part of the K, unless point 1. The additional term materially alters the offer or point 2. The offeror objects to the change. Issue. Acceptance. Rule. The acceptance is a manifestation of assent to the terms of an offer in the manner prescribed or authorized in the offer. The offeree must know of offer in order to accept it. Thus, if X sends Y an offer and Y sends X an offer unaware of X's off, no K is formed even if the offers contain the same terms. Usually falls into 6 methods of acceptance. Issue. Improper verbal response to an offer then later conduct indicating a K. Rule. Improper verbal response to an offer then later conduct indicating a K under common law, the conditional acceptance is treated as a counteroffer and the later conduct is treated as acceptance of that counteroffer. Thus all the terms of the conditional acceptance are part of the K under UCC, the K is based solely on the conduct. The conditional acceptance is not treated as counteroffer, is not a part of the K. Thus the terms appearing only in the conditional acceptance are not part of the KEGB sends an acceptance with an arbitration term that provides, I accept on the condition that you assent to arbitration term as part of the K. S sends the goods and B keeps the goods and pays for them. Months later a dispute develops. There is a K, but arbitration term is not a K term. B's conditional acceptance is not treated as counteroffer under UCC. Issue. The offeree fully performs. Rule. When there is a verbal offer but no word in response, full performance is acceptance. In this case, generally the offeree is not required to give the offeror notice that he has begun the requested performance, but is required to notify the offeror within a reasonable time after performance has been completed. However, no notice is required if 1. The offeror waived notice or 2. The offeree's performance would normally come to the offeree's attention within a reasonable time. Failure to notice will excuse the offeror's obligation. Issue. The offeree starts to perform. Rule. As a general rule, start of performance is acceptance. Starting to perform is treated as an implied promise to perform, and so there is a however, as exception, start of performance is not acceptance of unilateral K offers. Completion of performance is required. As a result, a party who started to perform is not contractually obligated to continue performing. Issue. The offeree promises to perform. Rule. As a general rule, offers can be accepted by promise to perform. However, as exception, offers that expressly require performance for acceptance and reward offers require performance to accept. Issue. Mailbox rule. Rule. Under the mailbox rule, an acceptance is effective upon dispatch, unless 1. The offer stipulates that acceptance is not effective until received, 2. An option K is involved. An acceptance under an option K is effective only upon receipt. 3. If the offeree sends a rejection and then sends an acceptance, whichever arrives first is effective, and 4. If the offeree sends an acceptance and then a rejection, the acceptance is effective unless the rejection arrives first and the offeror detrimentally relies on it. All other communications, including a revocation of offer, is effective upon receipt. Issue. The seller of goods sends the wrong goods. Rule. The shipment of non-conforming goods is an acceptance creating a bilateral K as well as a breach of the K unless the seller seasonally notifies the buyer that a shipment of non-conforming goods is offered only as an accommodation. The buyer is not required to accept accommodation goods and may reject them. If he rejects, the shipper is not in breach and may reclaim the accommodation goods, because her tender does not constitute an acceptance of the buyer's original offer. Issue. Who can accept? Rule. Generally, an offer can be accepted only by 1. A person who knows about the offer, 2. Who is the person to whom the offer was made? Offers cannot be assigned but options can be assigned unless the option otherwise provides. Issue. Legally unenforceable agreement lack of consideration. Rule. Courts will enforce a promise as a K only if it is supported by consideration or a substitute for consideration. Basically, consideration is constituted if 1. There is a bargain for exchange between the parties, and 2. That which is bargained for forms of consideration, 1. Performance. Doing something not legally obligated to do, 2. Forbearance. Not doing something legally entitled to do, 3. Promise to perform, or 4. Promise to forbear. Issue. Bargain 4. Rule. Consideration must be, in exchange, for promisor's promises. E.g. 1 month before the lease expires, L sends T a letter promising to renew the lease at the same rate. T paints the apartment. Notwithstanding her promise to T, L increases the rent. T sues L for breach of K. Painting is not consideration for L's promise to renew the lease at same rental rate. Not in exchange. However, may be promissory estoppel, consideration substitute. Issue. Legal detriment. Rule. Most of the courts require that a party incur detriment to satisfy the legal value element. Promising not listening to music which promisee usually does not listen to will suffice bargain for legal detriment. Issue. Illusory promise exception. Rule. Illusory promise. Only one party is bound to perform. is not consideration, e.g. seller promises to sell his house unless he changes his mind. No consideration. Issue. Adequacy of consideration. Rule. Adequacy of consideration is not relevant in contract law. Issue. Past consideration. Rule. As a general rule, a promise given in exchange for something already done does not satisfy the bargain requirement, however, if a past consideration is unenforceable because of a technical defense. Example, statute of limitations, that obligation is enforceable if a new promise is made in writing, or is partially performed. Also, if a past act benefited the promisor and was performed by the promisee at the promisor's request or in response to an emergency, a substitute promise to pay for that act will be enforceable. Issue. Pre-existing contractual or statutory duty rule. Rule. As a general rule, doing something what the party is already legally obligated to do is not new consideration for a new promise to pay more to do merely that. Under common law, new consideration is required for K modification. E.g. XKS with L to sing for show in H Hall for $15,000. X refuses to sing unless he is paid $20,000. L agrees. X sings. No consideration for additional $5,000. Exception 1, addition to or change in performance, e.g. 2. Instead, L promised to pay additional if X sing a particular song for opening and X agrees. There is consideration, even just a small change. Exception 2, unforeseen difficulty so severe as to excuse performance, e.g. 3. The sound system at H Hall is inoperative. L agrees to pay X an additional if he will still perform. X performs. There is consideration. Exception 3, third party promise to pay, e.g. 4. Same facts as e.g. instead, not L but S promises to pay the additional. There is consideration under UCC, new consideration is not required to modify sale of goods K, unless the modifying agreement is not done in a good faith. E.g. SKS to sell grits to B for $1,000. S subsequently tells B that S cannot deliver the grits for less than $1,300. B promises by telefaxing to pay the additional $300. There is no consideration for B's new promise to pay $300. But a new promise is legally enforceable under UCC so long as the parties are acting in a good faith. Issue. Part payment as consideration for release. Promise to forgive balance of debt. Rule. If debt is due and undisputed, then part payment is not consideration for release. E.g. D owes C $3,000, due and undisputed. C and D agree D will pay $2,000 and C will not take any action to collect remainder. D pays $2,000. C received no consideration for his new promise to release the balance. Agreement not to collect remainder is legally unenforceable. E.g. 2, same facts, except C agrees to take $2,000 a few days before due date in full satisfaction of the debt. There is new consideration. Paying earlier is new detriment and thus, proper consideration. Issue. Consideration substitute. Rule. A promise is legally enforceable even though there is no consideration if there is consideration substitute. A written promise to satisfy an obligation for which there is a legal defense is enforceable without consideration. Promissory estoppel, consideration is not necessary if a promisor should be estopped from not performing. A promise is enforceable if necessary to prevent injustice if point 1. The promisor should reasonably expect to induce action or forbearance. 2. Of a definite and substantial character, and point 3. Such action or forbearance is in fact induced. Point 1. Promise. Point 2. Reliance that is reasonable, detrimental and foreseeable. Point 3. Enforcement necessary to avoid injustice. Under majority rule, seals is not a consideration substitute. Issue. Lack of capacity. Rule. Defendant promisor's lack of capacity. D promisor lacks capacity if he is point 1. Under 18. Point 2. Mentally incompetent. Lacks ability to understand agreement, or point 3. Intoxicated if other party has reason to know consequence of incapacity. That incapacity promisor has right to disaffirm without capacity P's capacity is irrelevant. Example, if incapacity person performs his obligation, the other party has to pay. Affirmation is implied if that incapacity promisor retains benefits after gaining capacity. Ratification. E.g., buying car at age of 17. Keep using it after he became 18. Quasi-K liability for necessaries. A person who does not have capacity is legally obligated to pay for things that are necessary, e.g., foods, clothing, medical care, or shelter. But the liability is based on quasi-K law, not K law. E.g., lease apartment for X, mentally incompetent, for $400 month. L's other tenants are $300 month. L can enforce the agreement to pay $400. No. But can enforce to pay rent because it is necessary thing for X. But amount of rent is fixed by equity and probably $300. Issue. Statute of frauds. Rule. Answer pattern. Under the statute of frauds, certain agreements must be evidenced by a writing signed by the parties sought to be bound. Statute of frauds requires certain agreements to be proven by special proof of either 1. Performance or 2. A writing signed by the person who is asserting that there was no such agreement to be enforceable agreement is unenforceable or no K, if 1. The agreement is within the SOF, 2. The SOF is not satisfied, and 3. The D asserts SOF defense. Issue. KS within the SOF. Rule. Promises to answer for guarantee the debts of another. Suretyship. Not merely a promise to pay but rather a promise to pay if someone else does not. Also, if the main purpose of the obligation allegedly guaranteed was to benefit the guarantor, then not even that guarantee is within the SOF. E.g. 1. S sells P paint on credit for $400. S alleges C promised to pay for the paint. This is not within SOF. E.g. 2. S sells P paint on credit to be used in painting E's house. S alleges C promised to pay for the paint if E does not pay. Within SOF. E.g. 3. S sells P paint to use in painting C's house. S alleges C promised to pay for the paint if P does not pay. Not within SOF. B.C. Main purpose rule. Promises by executor to answer for personally guarantee personally the debts of the decedent. E.g. 4. E. Executor of D's estate promises C, a creditor of D at the time of D's death, in consideration of C's promise to forego part of the debt, to guarantee personally payment of balance by the estate. E's promise is within SOF. Promise in consideration of marriage, not merely a promising to marry but rather a promise to do something or refrain from doing something if the parties marry. E.g. 5. H claims the W agreed to renounce any claim to property that he owned prior to the marriage if he would marry her. Within the SOF. E.g. 6. H claims W agreed to marry him. Not within SOF. Service K not capable of being performed within a year from the time of K equals more than a year. Dot a specific time period, more than a year, SOF applies. E.g. 7. P claims that D agreed to employ her for 3 years. Within SOF. E.g. 8. P claims that D agreed to provide security services for her for 3 years and that the deal could be terminated on 30 days' notice. Within SOF. Possibility of early termination is irrelevant. B. Specific time, more than a year from date of K, SOF applies. E.g. 9. G claims that C Club hired him on January 15, 2009, to perform on December 24, 2010. Within SOF. When G finishes his performance is relevant. E.g. 10, P claims that O agreed to employ her for a year, starting next month. Within SOF. C, task. Nothing said about time, SOF does not apply. Capable, in essence means theoretically possible with unlimited sources. E.g. 11, P claims that D hired him on January 15, 2009, to cut all of the trees on D's land. Not within SOF, even if D couldn't actually finish within a year. D life, SOF does not apply. E.g. 12. P claims that D hired her to work for the rest of P's life. Not within SOF, B.C. theoretically she may die tomorrow. Transfers of interest in real property. With exception for leases of a year or less. Sale of goods for $500 or more. Issue. How is statute of fraud satisfied? Rule. SOF can be satisfied by 1. Performance. 2. Writing, or 3. Judicial admission.issue. Satisfied by performance.rule. SOF can be satisfied by performance. However, the rules for satisfaction of the SOF by performance vary depending on whether the K is 1. A service K, 2. A sale of goods K, or 3. A real estate transfer K. Performance for service K. Full performance by either party satisfies SOF. However, part performance of a service K does not satisfy the SOF, e.g. 1. P agrees to work for D for 3 years. P worked for 13 months and then D fired her without cause. SOF is not satisfied by P's working for 13 months. BC it is not full performance. D has SOF defense. P cannot recover under K law. But may recover under quasi-K law. Part performance for sale of goods K. Sellers part performance of ordinary goods as a general rule. Part performance of AK for the sale of goods satisfies the SOF but to the extent of the part performance. E.g. S orally agrees to sell 2,000 sacks of grids to B for $1,000. S delivers 600. B has no SOF defense for payment for 600. But S has SOF defense for delivery of 1,400. Seller's part performance of specially manufactured goods. If the K is for the sale of goods that are to be specially manufactured, then the SOF is satisfied as soon as the seller makes a substantial beginning, which is that the seller has done enough work that it is clear that what she is working on is specially manufactured, i.e., custom-made or made-to-order. Part performance for real estate K. Part performance can satisfy SOF if the buyer has done any two of the following 3.1. Payment, 0.2. Improvement, 0.3. Possession. Full payment is not enough to satisfy SOF. Needs two of above 3. Issue. Satisfy by writing. Rule. The requirements of SOF can also be satisfied by a writing. Note, not every writing satisfies the SOF. SOF can be satisfied without a writing. SOF other than UCC's SOF is satisfied if there is something in writing evidencing all the material terms, equals, who and what. The writing need not be a full K, nor need it even be one piece of paper. Several pieces of correspondence between the parties could be sufficient. Memoranda of the agreement, e.g., a fax or a memo written on a napkin also could suffice. That writing satisfies the SOF only if the writing is signed by the person who is asserting the SOF. Who is saying that there is no such agreement? Issue. Rule. UCC's SOF. The writing must indicate that there is a K for the sale of goods and contain the quantity term. No requirement for price term. Generally, the writing must be signed by the person who is asserting the SOF defense. However, UCC has an exception. The party cannot have SOF defense if 1. Both parties are merchants. 2. The person who receives a signed writing with a quantity term that claims there is a K, 3. Fails to respond within 10 days of receipt. Issue. Satisfied by judicial admission. Rule. If the D asserting SOF defense admit in a pleading or testimony that he had entered into an agreement with the P, the purpose of the SOF. Protection against fraudulent or otherwise false K claims is fulfilled and thus the SOF is satisfied, no SOF defense. Issue. Other use of SOF authorization to enter into K for someone else. Rule. Rule of law requires that the authorization must be in writing only if the K to be signed is within the SOF. The authorization must be in equal dignity. E.g. L sues S for breach of a 1-year apartment lease that E entered into on her behalf. S moves for summary judgment, alleging that E was not authorized to act for her. S cannot win her summary judgment motion even though E did not have written authorization from S. B.C. of equal dignity rule. Issue. K modification. Rule. When the rules of law requires written evidence of modification, if the deal with the alleged change would be within the SOF, then the alleged modification agreement must be in writing, e.g. lease for 1 year. Modify to 3 year. Written evidence of the alleged modification required as a matter of law. E.g. 2, lease for 3 years. Modify to 1 year. No written evidence required, e.g. 3. Sale of goods 600 bottles for $600. Modify K bottles to 650. No change on price. Needs writing. BC after changing is still within SOF. E.g. 4. Reduce price to $300. No writing required. What if the agreement is in writing and requires that all modifications be in writing? Under common law, K provisions requiring that all modifications be in writing are not effective. Under UCC, K provisions requiring written modifications are effective unless waived.issue. Illegality.rule. If the subject matter is illegal, the agreement is not enforceable. If the subject matter is legal but the purpose is illegal, the agreement is enforceable only by the person who did not know of the illegal purpose. E.g. E agrees to pay $100 to B to cause injury to X. If B does not injury X, E cannot recover from B. B. C subject matter is illegal, e.g. 2. B KS with airline for a ticket to fly to where X lives. If B did not pay for the ticket, airline can recover from B, unless airline knows of the purpose. Issue. Public policy. Rule. Courts can refuse to enforce an agreement beat C of public policy. Following KS may be unenforceable, an exculpatory agreement that exempts intentional or reckless conduct from liability, a covenant not to compete without a reasonable need or reasonable time and place limits. Issue. Misrepresentation.rule. If there is a false assertion of fact that induces the K is unenforceable. The wrongdoing is not necessary for this. E.g. S tells B the house has no termites. B buys the house in reliance on S's representation. S honestly believes that the house has no termites, but the house has termites. B can rescind the agreements. Issue. Nondisclosure.rule. The K is unenforceable if there is nondisclosure that is wrongful. E.g. In selling her house to B, S puts carpets and heavy furniture over the termite damages and does not tell B about the termite. B can rescind beat C of wrongful nondisclosure.issue. Duress.rule. The K is unenforceable if it is induced by duress. Duress can be physical or economic. To be economic duress, there must be 1. Improper threat and 2. No reasonable alternative, e.g. D has a K to supply 1,000 pounds of chocolate grits to P for Christmas sales in 2009. D refuses to perform K until P agrees to buy 4,000 pounds of cheese grits in 2010. P has no other source of chocolate grits and so agrees. D delivers C grits in 2009. P can get out of the agreement of 4,000 pounds of grits in 2010. Issue. Unconscionability.rule. The doctrine of unconscionability empowers the court to refuse all or part of an agreement when there was 1. Unfair surprise and 2. Oppressive terms. Substantive. In the agreement, 3. Which is tested as of the time the agreement was made. 4. By the court. Issue. Ambiguity in words of agreement. Rule. When 1. The parties uses a material term that is open to at least two reasonable interpretations, 2. Each party attaches different meaning to the term, and 3. Neither party knows or has reason to know the term is open to at least two reasonable interpretations, the K is unenforceable. E.g. B and SKS for cotton to be delivered on the Peerless. B intends the October Peerless and S intends Deck Peerless. Neither knows there are two ships named Peerless. No enforceable K. But if B. but not S. knows or had reason to know, then there is K with terms understood by S. Issue. Mistake of fact existing at the time of K. Rule. Mutual mistake of material fact. If there is mutual mistake of material fact, the K is unenforceable, e.g. S and B KS for the sale of a cow for $80. Both thought the cow was barren. The cow turned out to be fertile and worth $750. There is no K beat C of mutual mistake of material fact. Unilateral mistake of material fact. Generally, courts is reluctant to allow a party to avoid a K for a mistake made by only one party, unless the other party had reason to know of the mistake. E.g. B did not think the cow was barren. There is K terms of contract. Issue. Parole evidence rule. Rule. Answer pattern. Where the parties express their agreement in a final writing, other written or oral expressions, made prior to or contemporaneously with the writing, are inadmissible to vary the terms of the writing. Parole evidence can be offered to show subsequent modifications of a written contract, since the parole evidence rule applies only to prior or contemporaneous negotiations. Issue. Vocabulary for PR. Rule. Integration is a written agreement that court finds is the final agreement which triggers the PER. Partial integration is a written and final agreement but not complete. Complete integration is a written and final and complete agreement. Merger clause is a K clause that says this is the complete and final agreement. Parole evidence is oral or written words of party before integration. Reformation is equitable action to modify written K to reflect actual agreement. Issue. Triggering facts of PR. Point 1. The court finds that a written K is the final agreement and point 2. There is oral statement made at the time of the K was signed or earlier oral or written statements by the parties to the K. Issue. PR fact patterns. Rule. Contradicting the written deal regardless of whether the writing is a complete or partial integration, the PER prevents a court from admitting evidence of earlier agreements for the purpose of contradicting the terms in the written K. A court may consider evidence such terms for the limited purpose of determining whether there was a mistake in integration. A mistake in reducing the agreement to writing. E.g. SKS in writing to sell B 1,000 chickens a month for 12 months. B sues for reformation of the written K, claiming that S told him just as they were signing the K that S would deliver as many chickens as B needs during the 12-month K term and offers evidence of pre-K telefaxes from S supporting this claim. The court cannot admit this evidence to determine what the terms of the K are. Post-K statements and telefaxes are okay. E.g. 2, same K, various earlier letters state that the deal is that S will deliver 1,200 chickens a month for 10 months. If B sues for reformation, this evidence is admitted for the limited purpose of determining whether there was a mistake in putting the agreement in writing. Getting out of a written deal regardless of whether the writing is a complete or partial integration, the PER does not prevent a court from admitting evidence of earlier words of the parties for the limited purpose of determining whether there is a defense to the enforcement of the agreement. Example, misrepresentation, fraud, duress. Explaining term in the written deal regardless of whether the writing is a complete or partial integration, PER does not prevent a court from admitting evidence of earlier agreements to resolve ambiguities in the written K, e.g. 3. SKS in writing to sell B chickens. B contends that the word chickens in the K means only fryers while S contends that the term includes boiling hens. The court can consider evidence of pre-K statement by B and S as to what they mean by the word chicken. Adding to the written deal, the PER prevents a court from admitting evidence of earlier agreements as a source of consistent additional terms unless the court finds point 1. That the written agreement was only partial integration or 2. That the additional terms would ordinarily be in a separate agreement, e.g. SKS in writing to sell B chickens. The written K does not specify how the chickens are to be packed and wrapped. The court can admit evidence of earlier agreements between S and B as to how the chickens are to be packed and wrapped for the purpose of determining whether such packaging terms are part of the K, only if is not complete integration. Issue. Conduct and course of performance. Rule. Moreover, courts can look conducts as a source K terms. Court will look point 1. Course of performance, point 2. Course of dealing, and point 3. Custom and usage. Course of performance, same people, same K, e.g. SKS to sell 1,000 chickens a month to B for 12 months. The first 3 shipments are boiling hens, and B does not complain. Course of dealing, same people, different but similar K, e.g. SKS to sell 1,000 chickens a month to B for 12 months. Under prior chicken KS, S sent B boiling hens and B complained. Custom and usage, different but similar people and K, e.g. SKS to sell 1,000 chickens a month to B for 12 months. It is customary in the chicken industry to use the word chicken when the deal covers chickens up to 6 pounds including boiling hens. Issue. UCC for terms in sales of goods. KS, default terms. Delivery obligations of seller of goods if deliver by common carrier. Rule. If there is an agreement as to place of delivery by a common carrier, then the question is what does the seller have to do to complete its delivery obligation. Shipment KS, if the K is shipment K, then the seller completes its delivery obligation when it 1. Gets the goods to a common carrier. Point 2. Makes reasonable arrangements for delivery and 3. Notifies the buyer. Destination KS, if the K is destination K, then the seller does not complete its delivery obligation until the goods arrive where the buyer is. Determining whether K is a shipment or destination. Most KS with delivery obligations are shipment KS. If there is a use of FOB, free on board. as source for determining whether the K is a shipment K or a destination K. 1. FOB followed by city where the seller is or where the goods are means shipment K, and point 2. FOB followed by any other city means destination K. Issue. Risk of loss. Rule. Where point 1. After the K has been formed but before the buyer receives the goods, point 2. The goods are damaged or destroyed, and point 3. Neither the buyer nor the seller to blame, a risk of loss issue arises. If the risk of loss is on the buyer, he has to pay the full K price. If on the seller, no obligation on the buyer and possible liability on seller for non-delivery. There are four risk of loss rules determined in following order: agreement, agreement of the parties controls breach, breaching party is liable for any uninsured loss, even though breach is unrelated to problem delivery by common carrier other than seller. Risk of loss shifts from seller to buyer at the time that the seller completes his delivery obligations. No agreement, no breach, no delivery by common carrier. Catch-all, the determining factor is whether the seller is a merchant. Whether the buyer is merchant is irrelevant. Risk of loss shifts from a merchant seller to the buyer on the buyer's receipt. Physical possession of the goods, while risk of loss shifts from a non-merchant seller to the buyer when she tenders the goods. E.g. non-merchant seller telling a buyer, you can pick up the van at his convenience, the keys are behind the bumper, is tender. Issue. Warranties of quality. Rule. Express warranty. Any point 1. Affirmation of fact or promise made by the seller to the buyer, point 2. Description of the goods, and point 3. Any sample or model creates an express warranty if the statement, description, sample, or model is part of the basis of the bargain. For the statement, description, sample or model to be a part of the basis of the bargain, it needs only come at such a time that the buyer could have relied on it when she entered into the K. Seller's intent is irrelevant. However, a statement relating merely to the value of the goods, or a statement purporting to be only the seller's opinion of the goods, does not create an express warranty. Implied warranty of merchantability. When any person buys any goods from any merchant who regularly deals in goods of that kind, a term is automatically added to the K by operation of law that the goods are fit for the ordinary purpose for which such goods are used. Implied warranty of fitness for a particular purpose if 1. The buyer has particular purpose, point 2. B is relying on seller to select suitable goods, point 3. Seller has reason to know of purpose and reliance, a term is automatically added to the K by operation of law that the goods are fit for that particular purpose. Issue. Contractual limitation on warranty liability. Rule. Disclaimer eliminates implied warranties. Such words as, there are no warranties. Express warranties generally cannot be disclaimed. Implied warranties of merchantability and fitness can be disclaimed in either of the following ways. Point 1. Conspicuous language of disclaimer mentioning merchantability or 2. Words, as is, or, with all faults, limitation of remedies does not eliminate warranty, simply limits or sets recovery for any breach of warranty. Possible to limit remedies even for express warranty. General test is unconscionability. It is prima facie unconscionable if breach of warranty on consumer goods causes personal injury. E.g., warranty liability shall be limited to replacement parts.